Good morning to God's people.
Good morning.
Good morning, Emmanuel.
Good morning.
It's good to see everybody in the house of the Lord. Aren't you happy to be alive this morning?
Amen.
I am sure happy to be alive. I didn't have to be here this morning. But God is so good to us, He spared our unworthy lives.
It's my privilege, it's my pleasure to
welcome you to the house of the Lord this morning. The host of heaven welcomes you here. And on behalf of our senior pastor, Pastor David Richardson, our associate pastor, Pastor Drummond, all the elders and members of Imani, we want to welcome everyone to the house of the Lord. We want this day to be a blessed day for you today. We want you to be overflowing with the joy of heaven. This morning in our midst, we have a young man by the name of Mike, and he's visiting for the first time with us. Welcome to Imani. Could you stand, Mike? Amen. Amen. We hope that you may be blessed and your heart will be filled with joy when you leave this place. And may you continue coming because you become a part of us once you come the second time. God bless you. There's also a row, the second row from the back, third row from the back. I didn't get your names, but if you stand and say your name, we'd appreciate that. Thank you. Amen, amen, amen. We're indeed happy to have you with us today at Imani, and we hope you may continue coming because there's always a blessing awaiting you. You know, this morning I want, where are you visiting from? Okay, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just want to invite you to trade your sorrows this morning. I just want to invite you to trade your shame, whatever the shame is. I just want you to lay them down for the joy of the Lord. I just want you to trade your sickness, whatever that may be. I just want you to trade your pain. I want you to lay them down for the joy of the Lord. You know what? When you're pressed, you're not cracked. When you're persecuted, you won't be abandoned. When you're struck down, you won't be destroyed. Because guess what? You are blessed by the Lord. He promised He will be there for you. That's the joy of the Lord. Through your sorrows, the night may last just for a while. But guess what? Joy comes in the morning. And that's what I want to leave with you today. Trade everything for the joy of the Lord. At the end, you'll be able to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. May God continue to bless you today. And may you be filled with the happiness of heaven. Amen.
I declare the closer we get to one another, the easier it is to love one another. Somebody ought to say amen. Just to hang out with one another. You know, I just came back from vacation, and you see, I'm still in that relaxing mode. I'm just relaxed. And it's nice to come back to be relaxed. I went to Atlanta, as you all know, and to the General Conference, and you saw all the great changes. Satisfied. Somebody ought to say amen. But I want you to know that after I left Atlanta, I got in the car and my family and I, we drove down to Florida and we were there on the beach. And there's a difference between the Pacific Ocean and the Gulf. When I walked in there and I walked into the beach, you know, it's white sand. Somebody ought to say amen. White sand there in Florida. I was like, ooh, this is nice. This is nice. So when I got on the beach and I began to walk on the sand and I stuck my feet into the water was warm. You know, California Pacific, it's cold. I said, I hope it's not that oil, but it was all good. I want you to know that we're relaxed. We're glad to be back. We had a great time, but of course we missed our church family. But it's always good to take some time and get away. And I'm sharing that with our church members because you can't always be in the grind. You can't always be in the grind. Because when you're in the grind, you sometimes see things only in that perspective. Sometimes you got to take just a few moments to relax. So I'm glad to be back. I want to welcome all of our guests. I know that we had some guests that we recognized earlier, and we want you to know that we really appreciate it. Let me share something with you. We don't call you visitors here because visitors just pass through. We call you guests because we like to honor our guests. We like to make our guests feel welcome. So you're guests of Imani. And so we want, just for a few moments, there's a couple of other people who just came in after we recognized our guests. We want our other guests to come. And I know that we have Martha Correa. Is Martha Correa here and her family? Praise the Lord, Martha. Praise the Lord. Martha, we appreciate you and your family so much. We're so glad that you stopped by here as our honor guests. Amen. We're so glad you're here. What a privilege it is. You know, there's a certain hotel. I won't tell you the name of the hotel that we stayed in, but it was a real incredible hotel, probably the best hotel I've ever stayed in. And what was so powerful about the hotel was how they treated us as guests. And I asked them, we began to talk. I said, man, why is everyone so nice? They walked through the hallway. Hey, Mr. Richardson. I was like, you know, a place where everyone knows your name. And I thought that was so interesting. I said, man, what are you guys, what happened? They said, we go through training. And we have certain personalities and personnel, and we are trained to treat everyone at a high level. Isn't that the way the Church of God should be? That when you come into this place, all of our guests and all of our members, not just our guests, but when you leave here, you ought to feel valued. Matter of fact, I want to suggest that when you leave this place, you ought to feel better than when you arrived. When you leave, that means because you had, not only did you have a connection or running with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, but you also felt a warm, loving a hug and fellowship from the church here at Imani. I want you to know something to our guests and to our members. This is, I want to tell you, an incredible church. They love one another, and we love each other. And most of all, I tell you, we love our God. And so I just want to welcome all of our guests once again, all of our members, and want you to know how much we appreciate each and every one of you all. Once again, welcome, 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 and let's have a blessed Sabbath.
Man, we'll continue praising the Lord today as we worship him in spirit and in truth. All choir members, you need to see Sister McGlover immediately after church up front, okay? She didn't want to have to come outside and drag you by the toes, so make sure you sit up front, all right? Welcome one and all, Sister Banks. It's good to see you in the house this morning, worshiping the Lord. Jolanda, it's good to see you coming back, worshiping the Lord. We're going to continue our service as we turn to the hymn number 516, all the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercies, who through life has been my God? Let us all stand together as we sing this beautiful hymn. Thank you.
as the praise team gathers, want to put you in the mindset of prayer. Isn't it a blessing to be able to approach the throne of God with no one else in between but just you and your God? Isn't that powerful? Just for a few moments, I just want you to think about the blessings of God in your life. Just this week, I was talking to a young lady. She had to be about 18 years old. And she shared with me that, because she came for prayer and she was dialoguing with me, and she said, you know, I just came back from Texas. I went to Texas with my husband and our two children. And I'm back because he left me in Texas. I said, you mean you went to Texas and he came back? She says, no, he took us to Texas and then he left me there all by myself. I want you to think about the blessings of God in your life. We've got so much to pray for. Young girl. She made her way back to California with help. And I just looked at her and saw the pain and hurt. There's so much that we need to pray for. We need to pray for our president. You know, my family, you see the gray because my family has that trait of gray. I try to work with it, but it just comes through. If you know all my uncles and my aunts, they're all gray early. But when I'm looking at our president of the United States and seeing all the gray that's happening, he is being attacked. And I'm going to ask us today just to pray for him and his family. It has got to be tough. And I'm not trying to present any kind of political side. He's the president of the United States. And he is being attacked all the time. And my heart goes out to him. I was listening to somebody who was just bad-mouthing him and talking horrible about him. And I said, man, this is something. This is a man. So I asked the person that was dogging him out. I said, what about him as a person? I can't stand the president. So you don't even know him. Well, none of us are perfect. But we have a lot to pray for. So I'm asking you to pray for our president of the United States. Pray for the president of this conference, this new general conference. Yes. He'll remind me of that young lady, and I didn't know about that, who got kidnapped in Moreno Valley. How old is she? Yeah. I think we've got a lot to pray for and a lot to be thankful for. But we do have to. There's got to be points in our lives that we are driven to our knees. And so I'm going to ask, as the praise team begins to sing, that you will reverently kneel before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I'm going to ask you to take those things that we're talking about, the leadership of this conference, the leadership of the world church, the leadership of this church specifically. I'm going to ask us to pray for that young lady. We don't know where she is right now, but God does. We need to pray for protection upon her. Is there any other spoken prayer requests? Anything else that we don't want to miss? Any other issue that maybe you want to speak about right now? Something that's happening in your life or somebody else's life? If not, what about unspoken prayer requests? Only Jesus knows, huh? He'll fix it. He has a way of working that thing out. And so I'm going to ask, as far as possible, some of us can't, but as far as possible, I'm going to ask us just to kneel before the throne of grace. Father and our God, Lord, we take so much for granted. As my heart is going out, as our heart as a church family is going out to that young lady who was abducted on yesterday, Lord, we take so much for granted because our children are sitting beside. But what about that mother? What about that father who is thinking about where their daughter is? Lord, we take so much for granted. I pray, oh God, that you will send your angels that excel in strength and power, that will go to wherever that young lady is. And that, God, you will fight off her attackers, her abductors. That you will set them straight in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that you'll show up and show out. I pray that they will know that they are messing with the King of Kings. Lord, help that young lady. Help that they will find her, oh God, and bring her home safely. Whatever the situation is, God, you know, and we trust you. You'll work it out because you're an awesome God. Lord, I lift up our president, President Barack. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that, Lord, you'll be with him and his family, his daughters, his wife. For every issue that is taking place, he's being blamed for it. Some are demonizing him, oh God. No, we're not dealing with a political agenda this morning. We're dealing with Barack Obama as a child of God. And Lord, he needs your help. The United States needs your help, oh God. As people are unemployed, the unemployment rate is still continuing, Lord, to make its way and hitting different homes and destroying lives, Lord. I pray, oh God, that you'll fix that unemployment situation. Lord, the health situation, there are people that are struggling, Lord, and they need you like they never needed. Fix it, oh God. It is your desire. It is our desire to be a beacon light in this world. So, Lord, I pray that you will allow us to shine during these dark times, that they will look towards the church of the living God, and that we will have the resources. Oh Lord, did you hear me? That you will provide Imani with the resources to reach out and to make a difference. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you'll perform miracles in this church and in our lives. the new leadership, Lord, that is taking control, Lord, that's coming over in this church, the world church. I pray, oh God, that you'll guide and lead them. For it is our desire to be able to usher in the second coming of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we can look around and see that you're coming soon. And so, Lord, I just want to be ready along with this congregation. We want to be ready to meet you in the air and to go home to live with you forevermore. Then, Lord, all the unspoken requests that are out there, oh God, we pray, oh God, that you've heard them. I pray that you'll respond to them, not tomorrow, but today. I lift up the speaker of the hour, Elder Fortune, oh God. I pray that the message that he's prepared, that, oh God, that we will see you high and lifted up. And that men and women, boys and girls, will say, what must we do to be saved? Lord, I pray for double blessings upon this church, the double blessings of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And then, Lord, I pray that we as a church will be victorious in your name. Forgive us for our sins. Create in us, O God, clean hearts, and renew within us a right spirit. We pray for your blessings in Jesus' name. Let everyone say, amen.
Amen, 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 amen.
Amen.
It's praise time. Well, isn't it always praise time?
Well,
isn't it always a good time? Is God always good?
Always. Amen.
So we should always praise him then, right? We're one down, man down right now. You know who you are. You know who you are. One man down. Come on, Dominic. Anybody happy to praise God? We're going to sing some old songs today. And it's funny because when you really think about some of these old songs that we sing, sometimes we just sing them and, you know, we just kind of bob our heads. We used to sing them maybe in Sabbath school or maybe in AY or just in church. And we don't really think about the words. God is so good. So we're going to ask you to really think about the words to these songs. When I was listening to Walter Pearson last night talking about playing church, and he was saying how when we come into the house of God, it's to lift up the name of Jesus. It's to lift up the name of Jesus because he's worthy. So we're going to praise him. We're going to lift up our voices and praise to him. Can you guys stand up with me today? Because he's good. It's not too much to ask to praise him. He's been so good to us. We're going to start off a medley of songs today. The first song we're going to sing, I'm sure, is very familiar. Hear My Cry. Anybody know that song? We're going to try and do it a little bit faster, though. Can we do it a little bit faster? That sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty good. Can we get a beat there? Can we clap our hands? You guys getting it? All right, hear my cry.
Hear my cry, oh God. Attend unto my prayer.
From the ends of the earth.
Hear my cry, oh God, attend unto my
Okay, okay. Now I'm gonna do something really confusing with you guys, okay? I don't know if you guys are ready for this. You guys think you could do all three at the same time? You think, oh, when the saints, I'm gonna sing, 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 and this train is bound for glory. Okay, what do you guys want? What side do you guys want? What song do you want, huh? I'm gonna sing, they want, I'm gonna sing. What's up? What song do you want? Oh, when the saints. So that means that we have to do this train is bound for glory. That's gonna be us. The pulpit up here, you guys got it? This train, okay? You guys ready? I'm gonna get you guys a little bit of time, okay? This is gonna be confusing, all right? You guys remember what you are? Okay, are you guys ready?
This train is bound for glory, this train is bound for glory, this train is bound for glory. If you wanna ride, you gotta be holy. This train.
Let's do it again.
Hey. This train is bound for glory. This train is bound for glory. This train is bound for glory. If you want to ride, you gotta be home. This train is bound for glory.
Let's do it again. Hey.
This train is bound for glory. This train is bound for glory. This train is bound for glory. If you want to ride, you gotta be going. This train is bound for glory.
All together, I'm gonna sing.
I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. I'm gonna shout, shout, shout. I'm gonna sing, I'm gonna shout. Praise the Lord. When the gates are open wide, I'm gonna sing my Jesus song. I'm gonna sing, I'm gonna shout.
Oh, when the saints all together.
Oh, when the saints.
One more time. good to praise him? Isn't it good to praise him? It's good to praise him. I'm happy to praise him. I don't know about you. I'm sorry. I don't like to take your time, but sometimes it's just good to praise him. Sometimes it's just good to praise. Anybody know this song, Just For Me? Just For Me. Jesus came and did it just for me. I just want to lift up his name because we're in his house. You know what I'm saying? You got it. When you come to somebody's house, you should salute them. So I just want to lift up his name. Does anybody know the song, Just For Me? Can we stand? We can stand up. We can stand up. We can keep standing. We might be a little bit tired, but we can stand up. Just For Me. Just For Me. Just For Me. Just For Me. Jesus came and did it just for me. Just for me. Just for me. Just for me. Jesus came and did it just for me. Y'all can't leave me hanging like that. Can't leave me hanging like that. You guys read Just For Me.
Just for me. Just for me.
Jesus came and did it.
Jesus came and did it just for me. Just for me. Just for me. Jesus came and did it just for me.
I have to sing it again. Sing it again. Jesus,
just for me, just for me.
Think about what he did just for you.
Jesus came.
If it hadn't have been anybody else but you, he would have died just for you.
Just for me. Just for me.
To worship him. I'm sorry to take your time, but it's all right to lift your hand and worship him. So think about what he's done. Either he's God or he's not, and if he's God, he's worthy to be praised.
Came and did just for me.
I'm sorry, one more time.
And just for me.
Only if you really believe
just
him.
For me.
Only if you really love him.
Jesus came and did just for me.
Just for me. Just for me.
Just for me.
Just for me.
Jesus came and did it just for me. Jesus came and did it just for me. Oh, yes, good. Jesus came and did it just for me.
As wretched as I am. He still loved me.
Jesus came and did it.
When I should have died, he did it just for me. If it wasn't nobody else, he would have done it just for me. If I was the only one in heaven, he would have done it for me. As messed up as I am, he came and did it just for me, just for me.